welcome to the 155th episode of the Crack Die Podcast.
Hooray!
We've made it this far.
And thanks for sticking with us for 155 episodes, or possibly this is your first episode, in which case, welcome.
You picked a hell of a time to jump in.
Yeah.
I mean, 155 is as good as any other number, I guess.
Unfortunately, if you joined us now, it's going to be a very quiet episode as there's absolutely no combat going on.
Nothing at all happening.
Nope. Oh, yeah, absolutely nothing.
There's not blood splatters everywhere on the map.
Nope.
This, we decided, was just going to be the extended nap episode where we actually take a full 8 hours to just, like, rest.
Yeah.
And roleplay all of us sleeping.
So my least favorite episodes in actual plays are the shopping episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They're boring.
So we're going to do a full 90-minute shopping episode.
Oh Jesus.
Is this like an aversion therapy thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I was gonna say, look at our listenership drop all of a sudden. Weird.
From 1 to 0.
Yeah.
We have more fans than that. Shout out to the Discord. We have at least 5.
At least, yes.
At least. And I'd like to wish our GM here, Sean, a very happy birthday. Whenever you're hearing this, it's his birthday that day. So wish him a happy birthday.
The day we're recording this is my birthday.
Somebody's trying to get a hero point.
So when you hear this weeks later, no.
Yeah. And if you play it again, it's his birthday again. So wish him a happy birthday. Every time you hear this episode, no matter what day it is or what time, wish Sean a happy birthday. Thank you.
Oh, no, Matt, what have you begun?
If we listen to it enough times, he'll be eligible for Social Security. Yes.
Before it runs out. That's great.
Getting my plan, yes.
I already get AARP email or mailers, so.
AARP-ERP?
Oh, no.
One of our buddies in the Discord has already wished Sean a happy birthday and no dice rolls below 10, and I was just like, no!
Why would you do that?
He's the GM!
Whose side are you on?
Look, I don't roll well when I play as a player, as we've seen on Absalom in Order, which you can see on Twitch.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Absalom in Order? Fine, take that blessing. Right now, no.
Yeah, exactly.
When I'm GMing, I just, you know, slaughter people.
Yeah.
I wonder, is that a real thing because GMs roll more dice more frequently for more monster attacks? Or is it just the perception that the GM always hits more frequently?
I think it's both.
I think it's we tend to have fewer targets.
Right. Like, I'm only going to roll max 2 times around. I probably won't roll 3. So, you know, whatever. But you're going to roll 5 monsters. You might roll 15 times around. So you're going to get those ones. So we're all going to laugh as you pull your Christmas cards. And also, statistically, you're going to get those 20. So we're all going to groan and hate you when you pull those crit hit cards. I think it's just a perception, personally.
Well, speaking of perception, last time we were here, we were all gathered together. You guys finally went downstairs. I say finally, like you guys were like stuck in a murder hotel for a year and a half. You guys came downstairs, opened the door to the north, and found 2 Scarlet Walkers. You dealt with them. And then you decided to listen to the door to the east, and you heard the sound of chewing and gnawing, and you were like, oh, what's that? And you opened the door, took a little peeksy peek, found a bunch of profane ghouls, and you were like, wait a minute, we have a bunch of priests upstairs. So you invited all these priests downstairs to help you out, and you got the groundskeeper, we'll call him Willie for lack of a name in the book. You got the groundskeeper and his wife to come down and help you out, but little did you know, they were Rakshasas. So as you were fighting these profane ghouls, they transformed into their Rakshasa form and decided to attack you at the same time as the ghouls. You guys made quick work of the ghouls. You lost, 2, 4, 5, 6 out of the 7 priests of Pharasma. One is still hanging around. Brianna is right up in the face of this Rakshasa, and it is Soraya's turn. So let's jump right in, and Soraya, you're up.
I was smart at the end of last session and left myself a reminder for what the hell I was going to do. So I am going to cast telekinetic projectile and target this Rakshasa here. So if I remember correctly, is this the one remaining priest?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to telekinetic projectile the Rakshasa. Let's see if I can't do anything useful right now. For a 22.
22 versus their AC will miss.
That's what I thought. It's, you know what? It's early, but let's do this. I'm going to hero point that because that was a 5 on the die.
All right.
I forget what their AC is, but we're going to hope that this is better. 33?
That is a hit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Alrighty. So, as Heidi would say, Dimash. Let me roll my Dimash. That is 23. Are there more, like, spiky things around, or like just like rocks and shit? What kind of damage is this going to be? Piercing, bludgeoning?
As you can look and see on the map, there are a bunch of like loose rocks, but there's also like holy symbols of Phrasma on the necks of all the dead priests.
I mean, would it be like good or positive damage if I flung a holy symbol at him?
No, because you are not a worshiper of Phrasma, unfortunately.
Yeah, I forget. Are they the ones that are immune to a bunch of kinds of physical damage or no?
No, you guys know that they're not immune to anything. They're weak to good. Actually, I'm sorry. They have physical 10 resistance except for piercing.
Yes, I'm going to grab any pointy shard that I can, and I'm trying to wing it at him and stab him with it.
All right. Well, then you do.
Yeah, so 23 piercing with that, and then I'm going to draw my sling because I am very nearly out of alchemy.
Heidi, who is up?
I also wrote down what I wanted to do this time, the last time, and I would like to, since I'm against the wall, I'd like to run to the west to go towards the Rakshasa, and I would like to try a silencing strike on the Rakshasa.
Good stuff. They do talky-talk magic stuff. Is one of the Rakshasas dead? Because there were two of them.
Yes, you've murdered one of them.
Okay.
So, strike to the face or mouth, silences our opponent, make a melee strike against the foe. The foe must succeed at a fortitude save against your class DC.
Fortitude save, class DC. Here we go. What is your class DC? 32. Well, a 37 is higher.
I would like to use my point to re-roll your shit. I don't think that'll be worth it. I will try it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, you needed an 11, so 50-50 shot, really.
34.
Damn it. Okay. You're unaffected. But I swing at you anyway. Yuck. We had my adamantine battle axe out, or my longsword?
It's battle axe.
Okay. I continually forget. 419 on the die for a 44 total. Ooh. Suck it!
That is a critical hit.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah! Yeah. Ow! This is number 15. It is called... What is mine?
Bad parry. You're slashing.
Yeah, slashing. Thank you. Somebody knows what's up. This is called bad parry. Crit effect. The target must succeed at a reflex save or drop one weapon it is holding, determined randomly by the GM.
Well, it only has one weapon, so I need to make a reflex save versus your class DC. So I don't drop my kukri, but you do double damage.
36 damage, 37, 38 damage.
And there's no creature, no enemy next, unless you want to hit Brianna.
Yes, no. Oh, that sounds like a great, terrible idea.
What? What are you talking about?
Choose one creature adjacent to the initial target within reach because of the critical specialization.
No. Okay, so we've talked about this before. We'll talk about it again. Because her card said crit effect, you take that or the critical specialization. If it doesn't say crit effect, you get both of them.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I'm glad someone's got their shit together. I mean, not that Sean doesn't have his shit together, but, like, someone just knows.
No, I don't.
No, Sean does not have his shit together.
Also, your damage is 40, right?
38, I thought. Plus 2 with the...
But that doubles.
Okay, well, 40. Suck it.
So, another 4. So you moved, you attacked.
I attempted a silencing strike, and then I attacked. So, I think that's all of them, correct?
I think so. How many actions is silencing strike?
One.
Oh, yeah, you moved and then you... Okay, yeah. Your turn is over.
Wait, did she attack twice? I thought this was a silencing strike.
She moved, silencing strike, and then this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can strike again. Ha ha! We'll do that then.
Rather, you didn't.
33.
That'll hit.
For 26.
Minus 26.
badly injured.
He was badly injured.
He is now near death.
Dang it. Go, cleric, go. You should really back up and heal his friends.
All right. It is the Nalone cleric's turn.
Oh, this poor guy.
Just do good damage. Just do good damage.
Or run away.
Let's see. I could create water.
You?
All of his friends.
Can he heal? Who's injured?
Yeah, all of his friends are dead.
All of my friends are dead.
So he's going to use one focus point to cast Healer's Blessing. And then the two action heal is the better of the options. So a two action heal on Brianna. So that's 5 points of healing. It gains two additional hit points. So 7 points of healing to Brianna.
Two action heal. The spell has a range of 30 feet. If you're healing a living creature, increase hit points to restore it by 8, plus 8 for every heightening, but doesn't look like he's that high level.
That's right.
Sweet, thanks.
And that's his turn. It's now the Rakshasa's turn, and there's so many options here. First off, attack Ooh with the Kukri she tried to knock out of his hand.
You just hit.
Kukri. Sounds like a bird.
Kukri?
That's a 33 versus your AC. Yes.
So rude.
You're going to take 18 points of damage. I think that just eats through all of your temporary HP. All right, so then it's going to swing around with the Kukri to Brianna.
Ah.
29.
Will miss.
All right, and then it's going to try and claw you with its other hand.
All right.
7 on the die for a 23.
Oh, sweet, sweet summer child. That is a critical failure.
With an unarmed attack, you are flat-footed until the end of your next turn.
Sweet. Easier to attack him, friends.
Great. Just what I wanted to be. Flat-footed. All right. It is now... Oh, no. It's Knife Sword's turn.
Okay. It's not looking so good here.
You're telling me.
I'm going to cast Phantasmal Killer on the Rakshasa.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
So it's a DC 32 will save.
A DC 32 will save. That's a 7 on the die for a 27.
That is a failure. Well, the target will take 4d6 mental damage and is frightened 1. So let me roll that damage. So 34 mental damage.
Would you like to describe your kill?
Yes!
So he's not noticing in the corner the tiny little goblin. Suddenly, the goblin gets 7 feet tall and has 28 arms of knives. And then it flies through the air, spinning, doing a barrel roll, and jams right up its nostrils.
Oh.
Yeesh.
Lovely.
And with that, combat is over.
For now.
One more room.
Begging to sleep, please.
Should we go find some sleep?
I don't think we can.
She just brandishes her sling like, I am down to this. No. Yes, please. I think Knife Sword would agree with me.
That nightmare took a lot to come up with.
There are open graves if you wanted to sleep in them.
I mean, I might be willing to search them to see what the F's going on inside of them.
Why?
Maybe anything interesting.
Why?
But.
All right. Well, let's go into exploration mode, starting with Soreo. What would you like to do for the next 10 minutes?
Shuffle through the Rakshasa's pockets.
Okay.
Checks out.
I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all the priests dead there, too.
I guess I could do medicine checks. I think I'm trained. I'll see if I can't wake them up.
Okay.
Priesties, wake up!
I don't like this!
Priesties, wake up!
What is Brianna doing?
I think Brianna will also assist in trying to heal as many people as she can.
All right. Heidi, what is Ooh doing?
Ooh is terribly excited at the thought of getting into some of that graveyard booty. So, gonna wander down that very dark corridor and see if I can't find myself some delightful booty treasure.
Booty treasure.
Like one does.
Like you do.
Slowly stalking Twin Talon. Yeah, yeah, baby, just turn that corner right there. I'll be right there.
The chaos. I love it so much.
Oh, someone get her a flask of water. Ooh, it's thirsty. Okay, great. Matt, what is Twin Talon doing for the next 10 minutes?
Running away from Ooh.
Twin Talon is going to cast Heal Animal on Taisani, and then with anything that's left over, he will redirect that into one of the priests.
All right.
How many pockets?
I'm unhiding all of the dead bodies just so you realize how much there is right now. Okay, and Rob, what is Knife Sword doing for the next 10 minutes?
Snoozing.
You're not getting your spells back.
I can get like one spell back, right?
No.
Just a little gravity well? Come on.
Definitely not.
All right.
I need those of you trying to heal the priests to make medicine checks, please.
I got a 34.
Okay.
And I have 39.
All right. And Matt?
So it was 89 healing to Taisani. So she's down much less than that. She was down 20. So the other 69. Nice.
Nice.
We'll go into the priest who is directly next to her and me.
Okay. Well, that was 16. Can you keep bouncing it or no?
I don't believe so. Because I think it is a reaction to do it. I believe. But I'd have to recheck. But just for now, let's just say no, I can't, to move it along.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to say that also between Brianna and Soraya rolling in the 30s to heal, you can pick up the rest of the clerics, considering how they only have 16 hit points each.
Yeah, but Brianna can heal multiple people at once, too.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, whose pockets were you rifling? Oh, you were rifling through the crypts in here. So you do find a string of beads.
Not those kind of beads, Oop. Don't take them out.
My camera's off. You can't see my face. You don't know what it looks like.
At the end of the string of beads is a symbol of Pharasma. And on the other side is exactly what Haya said.
You're welcome.
It is too early for this.
Is that all I found?
Yes. If you look in the chat, there is a list of options to try and figure out what they are. And you can pick one and then click on it, and it will let me know if you identify it or not.
Okay. All right. Choose Arcana.
All right. Well, you don't know what it is.
I wear it.
Okay.
This is mine now. I'm claiming it.
What happens when you wear them? Oh, no.
Calistria deflates.
Oh, no.
It's too early.
Yep.
All I'm going to say is a little paint doesn't get rid of all that underbody rust, if you know what I mean.
So, you feel the touch of the divine, and that's it. It glows with a soft light and becomes warm to the touch.
I run into everybody else. Guys, and I shake it at them, but I'm, like, kind of shaking my boobies, too. I shake it at them, and I'm like, guys, look what I found!
This is a trick. To make us look at her boobs.
When do we not look at her boobs?
Is that a bad thing?
I'm not really sure what it is, but it's mine now. I licked it. It's mine. It's warm.
Okay. Do we recognize it?
Soraya just scratches the back of her head. Like,
It looks like a softly glowing pearl necklace. God, I regret saying that. With a symbol of Pharasma at the end.
Is it like a Pharasman rosary?
Yes, that's what it looks like. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Is the symbol of Pharasma also in pearls?
No.
No? All right.
But if anyone would like to identify it, you can click one of the options in the chat. It's either Arcana, Nature, Occultism, or Religion.
We're in the Temple of Pharasma. I feel like we've seen the symbol and identified it previously.
No, you know what the symbol is, but trying to identify what the necklace is.
Like, if these are, like, enchanted prayer beads or something.
Yeah. Yes, prayer beads.
Oh, my God.
Prayer.
Y'all motherfuckers need some god. I don't know which.
Y'all need Pharasma.
Aradin. Too bad he's dead.
Not so. He still speaks on Twitter. He's got a Twitter account.
He's still dead, though. He mentions it often.
I mean, let's be real. Twitter is dying. So.
Knife Sword, would you like to try and identify these?
Okay. Let's use Cult if I can. May I?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Ooh, you don't know what they are. Twin Talon, you're like, hey, ooh, that's a nice pearl necklace you got there.
Wink, wonk.
Soraya and Brianna, You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this is a necklace of fireballs. And if you pull one of the little pearls off and throw it, it will ignite into a fireball. Knife sword. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this is a greater necklace of holy prayer beads. And if you cast divine spells from your own spell slots, you can recover 1d4 hit points. Also, the beads have a fourth level versions of Bless, Divine Wrath, Heal, Neutralize Poison, and Remove Disease. And that you can cast each of those once per day.
It's almost like a staff, but it's a necklace. Kind of. I guess not really.
Ooh, that's a cool religiositas necklace.
For Soraya and Brianna, this is a type 5 necklace of fireball, which has one bead that will do 14d6, two beads that will do 12d6, and four beads that will do 10d6 with a DC 32 reflex save.
I hate everything.
Here's the best part, because Soraya's going to lean over to Brianna and just be like, I might be wrong, but that seems like it's I don't know why Farazman prayer beads would be fireball enabled, but does that sound right to you?
Well, perhaps these priests wanted something a bit more offensive in their dealings with the undead.
Okay, that is what it seems like to you as well, then?
I guess, yeah. It's what checks out to me.
I mean, everyone needs their own defenses.
Mm-hmm. Angie.
I have to know, did we roll ones or did we just roll 10 below?
Or did they roll correctly? Who knows?
Well, that's a really good necklace for, like, you know, if you're a priest-type person, but not much use to me.
Yeah, it's funny that the person who is a fucking master in religion thinks it's a fucking... Engi.
Well, don't roll twos. I'm sorry.
Shut up!
What do you mean it's not of use to you? Just because it doesn't do gravity spells?
No, I think it'd be much more use for Brianna. I mean, you know, with her god magic and stuff.
True, but I don't want to be stealing anything from our friend. She gestures to the people they just healed.
I found it, so it's mine!
The one cleric who didn't get hurt is running to all of his friends and is like, mopping the blood off of their brow as they were, like, decimated.
Look, we helped them. We didn't just leave them bloody and nasty.
No, I know that. You healed them, you brought them back, but he's still running around trying to clean them up as best he can.
Just say we would have made that effort as well.
He looks at you and goes, anything you find here, you're more than welcome to use, and if you need it, please take it for now.
Sweet. I get to keep my pearl necklace.
All right.
I'm telling you, I think it looks better on Brianna.
I'm sure it does, but if Ooh feels so strongly about it, then for Ooh it shall be.
It's mine, and I'm gonna keep it, and maybe it will be a token of affection for somebody else. Who knows?
Or perhaps you will be able to cast fire with it. Who knows?
No, it doesn't do that.
I disagree, and I'm the expert here.
I'm just saying.
I think we all need a good night's sleep.
What is sleep?
You see, the priests are slowly inching up the stairs, like trying to avoid this conflict.
Just away from us. And do any of them know what it is? Is one of them just going to be like, "Why do you think it casts fucking fireballs?"
You absolutely catch one, Matt.
I'm going to ask them, like, I don't know if we did this before, but do they know the layout down here? Did we ask them before?
You did. You're in the crypts, and that there are more crypts down to the south that you can get through either by going east and south or up north, which has more burial niches up there, and then you could head south and you would find more graves. Is there anything else you would like to ask the priests?
So they said that there was just more crypts to the southeast. Is that right? More graves to the southeast?
More crypts down south, yes.
What is to the northeast?
They say that's a shrine area.
Shrine area.
A shrine devoted to Phrasma's cosmic role as the final judge of the dead, sending each soul to its final resting place.
Okay. So Twin Talon is going to, would like to refocus, so we can get his focus point back. And then he's going to say, well, do you need any help putting, it looks like the ghouls made a mess of those crypts there. Do you need any help putting all that stuff back?
No, I think once you are done and you give us the word that everything is cleared down here, we can come down and clean everything up on our own. Other than that, we should be fine.
Okay.
Now, I know it's been a couple weeks, but you did notice that they had their eyes were slightly, I'm not going to say fogged over because that's not the right term, but...
Like glazed or...
Glazed. There we go. Thank you. But now that seems to be gone from their eyes.
Do you think the Rakshasas did something to them?
Very possible.
Speaking of which, I like to pick up the Rakshasas by their feet and shake them till all their stuff falls out of it.
I already put it into your group loot. It's fine.
All right. Cool. Did you already tell us what they had, or did you just put it in the group loot right away?
I just put it in the group loot. They just had the +1 striking kukris.
And did the ghouls have anything interesting?
No. Nod bones.
Yeah, they were like smooth skin. We went through this last time, and now I'm going to hide in my shame.
Twin Talon is going to say, I know you guys want to rest. I completely understand. Your powers are based upon, you know, you getting your 8 hours, and I get that, but I would like to just at least go to the two doors that we haven't opened yet and listen at them to see if we can figure out if there's anything of imminent danger.
I'll walk with you.
Let's just burn the building down and go home.
No.
No!
We're not going to burn the cathedral town.
Number one, it's mostly stone. I don't think we can.
See, look, it won't burn completely down, but then we get rid of whatever is down here and we can just go to sleep.
As you continue along that path, you notice to the south that there is a tunnel.
Oh, no.
There's a tunnel that looks like it was carved by the ghoul's claws, and it widens deeper into the ground. If you are a medium or small creature, you must crawl to get through there. If you're large or bigger, you can't fit.
What are we?
Medium.
Knife sword is small.
All right, but don't look at my honey as I crawl in there.
I do.
Don't look at it.
Stop wiggling it. What are you doing?
She says, waving it.
Brianna will overhear this and be like, and close the door, and then come back to the rest of the group grumbling to herself.
A Twin Talon will whisper back, be like, there's a tunnel. It looks like the ghouls burrowed in from somewhere else.
Stop talking about my butthole.
I'm not talking. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Enough. All right.
I love this dynamic.
Matt's done. He's so mad.
Meanwhile, his wife's like, keep going. It's hilarious.
He's like, fuck you all.
I just imagine, like, Ooze got this weird, like, bend and snap thing happening constantly. And just like, what are you doing? You're dropping your thing so often.
So who's gonna crawl in the tunnel? If it gets too steep, she'll stop.
All right, you can start moving.
And Twin Talon will stay roughly 10 feet behind her, just so he's not blocking her moving backwards. Also, can who see in the dark?
Nope, I have low light vision.
Low light, but that's not dark vision.
And you have a torch, or you? Someone cast light on you.
I have a torch.
Yes, you have a torch out. At about this point, you see that the tunnel starts to slope downwards.
At an uncomfortable decline?
No. But you do feel like you're getting deeper into the earth.
I'm gonna keep going.
Okay.
Let's go.
Are you ready for a Darklands adventure, Sean?
I am.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right, stop there.
All right.
Oh, shit. What is that?
Oh, I whisper back, it is not good.
I see a thing.
No, it's not good.
Mistakes were made.
There are lots of things in there.
Ooh, what is your stealth DC?
Remember, we have a thing now.
Oh, that's right.
So she could be following the expert.
That too.
Yes. So Matt, what is your stealth DC?
Well, it doesn't matter. We just roll once using the worst mod, which is probably Ooh. I guess, well, I'm assuming I have a better stealth DC. My stealth DC is 34.
And Ooh, what is your stealth DC?
14.
Oof.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Now, when you follow the expert, don't you get a bonus?
Yes, you do. The ally must be at least an expert. While following the expert, thanks to your ally assistance, you can add your level as proficiency bonus to the associated skill, even if you're untrained. Additionally, you get a circumstance bonus based on your ally's proficiency. So what level proficiency do you have, Matt?
Master. It's the highest I can get.
Master. So +3 for master. And then you add your level. So for stealth, 13 plus 4 is 17, plus 3 is 20, plus 10 is 30. So your stealth DC is 30. That's a little bit better.
I mean, that's 16 better. That's more than half the check.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Yeah, that's a lot better. However, as you turn this final corner, because the tunnel kind of snakes in a serpentine fashion, if you will, you see three of the creatures that you fought upstairs, like the vampires, and a weird creature. It's blue skin, way too many teeth, and a mouth that kind of goes a little bit farther to the sides than you think it should.
Cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
These are all things I love to hear.
So how long is this taking? Because I feel like, I don't know, Brianna, having been told, we're just listening at the door, and if they're taking long...
I called back. It was a tunnel.
You whispered. I thought you were talking to... Ooh, I didn't hear back, especially because I went back towards Saraya.
I was, like, loudly whispering. All right, got it.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to cut back to the group.
Got it.
I just shared the picture with Heidi and Matt. Oh, and I forgot his awesome skullet-like long white hair.
Skullet?
So singular white hair just like wrapped around his head?
No, it's like he's got a bald spot on top and then his sides of his head are real long.
Oh, skull mullet, skullet, got it.
Yes, business in the front, party everywhere else. All right, now as we cut back to the rest of the group, you hear Twin Talon and Ooh say, there's a tunnel, and then they kind of start shimmying down it.
What happened to just fucking listening?
We're gonna listen to the tunnel. Circumstances have changed.
You're a fucking liar.
She starts swearing when she's angry.
Yeah.
No such thing. Get back here.
She will go and follow.
I've never heard you so incensed.
I need sleep. I said from the beginning that we should call back for backup so we can get some rest. We have watches set. But no, of course not. We just go barreling into a fucking tunnel. Yes, because that's a great idea when half our party's not feeling well.
Shh. Perhaps be a little bit quieter if we're going to approach the tunnel.
Yes, yes, you're right, you're right.
I'm sorry.
No, you're quite right. I will happily box them by the ears when we find them, though.
Real hard.
Beautiful. Yes, I approve.
Are you in my backpack as you're saying this? Like, yeah, box them!
Yeah. Cool. Get a box!
He's like got his pillow and his blanket. Getting comfy.
It's like all bundled up.
He's got his nightcap on. Sleep mask.
Some hot cocoa.
Okay. So how far down the tunnel would you guys like to move? For Brianna with a knife sword in the bag and Saraya.
I feel like until we see them, right? What do you think, guys? I don't want to speak for the group.
I don't enjoy the thought of going down the tunnel at all, but if we have to...
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to.
Brianna will grab Twin Talon by the ear.
That's not my ear.
And start dragging him back.
We're on our hands and knees.
Your nose.
So you're behind me.
You're welcome. She will keep pulling.
Not cool.
We are going back.
Shh. Quiet, all of you.
As you guys start going back, unfortunately, some rocks get knocked loose and tumble down the hallway.
No.
Much like Lord of the Rings, with a fool of a toque, as Ooh knocks some rocks loose. A weird straw, like white-haired thing, start like menacingly moving towards where you guys are. And with that,
no,
we are going to go into initiative.
No,
you may use stealth or perception.
I don't know which is worse. We'll wait till next week, or we enter initiative.
That's true.
Don't know which is worse.
Christine, what did you get?
Saraya has a 21.
And Haya, what did Brianna get?
Brianna got a 36.
Heidi, what did Ooh get?
29.
Matt, what did Twin Talon get?
Twin Talon got a 45.
And Rob, what did Knife Sword get?
Knife Sword got a 37.
You sure? You're actually going after Twin Talon.
I'm tired.
Okay, fair enough.
He's pretty worn out.
All right, Twin Talon, what would you like to do first?
So I can see just this person I'm pinging here. I can't even tell what they are. It's just like a form in the darkness.
It's one of the vampires.
Okay, so do I know anything's happening, I guess is the question. And I hate to burn a 45 initiative, but I don't know that I know that anything's going on.
Yeah, do we see the person turning and move menacingly, or is that just Ooh that notices it?
I think Twin Talon can definitely also see
this person here.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
that's the white-haired creature.
Twin Talon will say, fuck, well, it's go time. Use the tunnel to our advantage. And Twin Talon will move to there. He's going to scramble past you to the front of the tunnel, and then he will strike at this lovely person.
So lovely.
All right. Swing out, Louise.
All right, versus a flat-footed AC. Here we go. Ooh, 29 to hit.
Minus 2, that'll miss.
I'm not opening the fight with a miss. I'm going to use my hero point.
All right.
Reroll that. 36 instead.
That will hit.
Okay. I'm also going to use precise debilitation. So that is 23 piercing cold iron magic damage.
Oh, boy. Okay. 23 piercing cold iron. All right. It looks like it did damage.
And, yeah, he'll back up soon. So Twin Talon's going to attack again. I really was debating, do I scurry back to behind you again? Just like run out, stab her, run back. But I think Brianna's next, so I should have some backup here. Unless she just goes home.
I'm so tempted.
We were going to rest!
She thwacks him instead. Go to sleep!
32 to hit flat-footed AC.
That will miss.
Okay. And Taisani is just keeping basically one square behind Soraya at this point, keeping her eyes out.
Okay.
I was actually up closer to my sword.
Okay. Do you want me to move you?
Yeah, because I can't sword.
Yeah. Thank you, Taisani. Okay. Better than two. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay. Yep. So Taisani is just bringing up the rear, keeping an eye backwards.
You have a much better view of everything in the cave, I guess, no?
I do now, yeah. It's a big cave. Jeez.
Let me give you a description of this room. A narrow flight of stairs opens to the northwest portion of a damp cavern. The stone walls of this cavern bear countless scratches and gouges that speak to its creation by digging claws rather than a natural formation. The floor underfoot is rough and uneven, with small piles of rubble or dirt heaped here and there. Tangles of tree roots dangle from cracks in the ceiling. Claustrophobic despite its size, the cavern is littered with gnawed bones, heaps of dry leaves, tattered rags, and worn hides from a half dozen crude pallets near the wall. A pair of claw-dug tunnels lead northeast and southeast. To the southwest, the cave breaks into an ancient-looking room.
So, Sam, this is probably bigger than any room in the crypt so far that we've seen. And I can see three of the vampires and then one of these pale blue monstrosities.
All right, well, it is time for one of the vampires to go. Here we go.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't see them in their initiative. So it was like 15 feet to the south of Twin Talon, and it's moving west.
So it moves right up into Twin Talon's face.
Right, it moves right up into my face.
And swings a claw for a second action. 34?
That'll hit.
All right. And you're going to take 15 points of damage.
No, he doesn't.
Give you back 15 points of health. Because you block all 15 of it.
Yep.
And would you like to take two steps?
I could, yeah. I could just shimmy back behind. I can't move myself, but if you could shimmy back behind it.
I got you.
This thing runs up, claws at him. Brina's like, watch out! And he tumbles backwards behind you before the thing gets its claws into his meat flesh.
I mean, since it's an actual magic thing, she would probably cast it out as it's trying to claw at you.
And then the vampire is going to move again, trying to chase after its food that ran away. Knife sword!
What?
You're in the backpack.
Sorry.
Go to sleep.
Yes, I'm in the backpack. I can't really see much from my vantage. Do I hear a commotion?
Oh, yes. From popping out of the backpack, you also see Twin Talon scampering towards you.
I don't see anything past him, though, it looks like.
No, you're in a weird corner of the tunnel.
I'm just going to sort of giggle and be like, what happened? You trip?
I think your mom's in there.
Oh. I don't have to teach the kids. They're going to implode from the inside.
Honestly.
Yeah, so not sure what else I would do right now. Other than just make fun of Twin Talon for tripping.
Okay.
For tripping.
Oh, Twitch Wow and Twim.
Brianna, it is your turn.
Silly Twin Talon. Brianna will probably close the backpack to avoid any more infighting. Enough, enough, you two. And she will step forward past her friends.
I'll move you because it's a wall.
Thank you.
I will now show you the picture of this beautiful creature. I'll just show it to all of you. How's that?
Yeah.
And it is a female, by the way. I didn't realize that when I first described her.
That is still a lot of teeth.
Hello, lovely friend.
I see she's on the acrylic toenail phase.
Yes.
All her nails are black and shiny.
Yeah, she definitely just got a mani-pedi and is so eager to show them off.
Hey, girl. Well, then, in that case, Brianna, jeez, I feel like she would move in to give them any further advantage to use the narrow. Yeah, and kind of blockade there, especially as the sword board friend that she is. So she will swing at this lovely spooky creature. 34.
34 will hit.
Hit?
Hit.
Not right. I must think that's a hit. So she will take 25 points of damage. Let's do that again.
Right.
The 32?
That's a miss.
Miss?
Miss.
Got it. Okay, and then for the final action, she will raise her shield.
That's it. You moved and you swung twice.
Oh, right, because I moved. Yep, that's it.
That's it. It's her turn. Her turn.
Yay.
Okay, so for the first action, I need Brianna to make a will save.
You got it. A 32.
That is a fail.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. What did I roll on the die?
12.
What do you think, guys?
Yeah, use it. Because do we know what the effect is before we decide?
It is a regular fail, but no. I won't tell you the effect. I'll tell you if you pass or fail. So it's decided you want to use it.
All right. I'll use it anyway. I did worse, so I fail anyway.
All right, so we keep the better of the two. It's a 32. It's a regular fail. So first off, you are dazzled.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Yeah, you're dazzled. But since you failed, you are confused for one round.
Dazzled and confused.
Yeah.
Even the old razzle-dazzle.
So many options. Oh, let's do this.
Oh, boy.
I need you to make another will save, please.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm trying to remember if I have anything against fear.
You do, because who was there?
Oh, yes, you do. The Marshal's aura.
Was the first one a fear will save?
No. The first one was not a fear effect.
Okay.
Fuck me. Come on, dude. Well, there you go.
You have one more hero point.
Use it.
What? Okay, I'll use it. I'm not gonna argue.
Yeah.
Not much better. I can't roll today, I guess.
That is still a critical failure.
So for our audience, I rolled a nat 1 and then a 3 on the dice for a 23.
You must attempt a fortitude save.
All right, that's a little bit better, hopefully. But then again, who can say with the way I'm rolling? Because digital dice hate me. A 33?
33 is a success. Okay, so you see all of your friends around you fall down dead.
Jeez. Oh,
and as that happens, you take 12d6 mental damage.
Man. Man.
For 51 points of damage.
All right.
You are also fleeing until the end of your next turn. And frightened 4.
This is because she failed?
I critically failed.
I will let you know, it had cast Phantasmal Killer. So the second one was to make sure Brianna didn't just drop dead.
So on the second one, she got a critical success though, right?
Yeah.
Right, but that means she doesn't die instantly. So on a critical failure on the will save, the target is so afraid that it might die and must attempt a fortitude save. If the target fails, it dies. On a successful fortitude save, the target takes 12d6 mental damage, is fleeing until the end of its next turn, and is frightened 4.
Wow, so there is no critical failure or critical success. It's just...
Correct.
Lame.
Whew. Wow. Wow.
think I went with her.
Yeah, you're with me. You're in my backpack. Brianna will turn and stare straight at Twin Talon, fear in her eyes, and just bolt.
Well, you see his body on the floor. That's what you're seeing. That's the phantasmal. You see all of your friends are just dead.
Oh, that's right. And I have to flee?
You have to flee for one round, yeah.
Okay. I guess logically she would just retreat to then try and get her friends up into safety.
On your turn, that's what you're going to have to do, yeah.
Yeah, but right. You must flee.
Fleeing. You're forced to run away due to fear or some other compulsion. On your turn, you must spend each of your actions trying to escape the source of the fleeing condition as quickly as possible. The source is usually the effect or the caster. You can't delay or ready while fleeing, so you need to get away from her.
You got it.
All right, next up is the vampire's turn. But we're going to pick this up next week after nearly insta-killing Brianna.
Oops.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go prep a different character just in case.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, you might want to.
Bye, everybody. Goodbye.
Wow.
If you guys stand back up, I swear I'm going to beat you back down. Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die Podcast. Please visit us at crackeddiepodcast.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape, because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Tabletop Audio. Visit them at tabletopaudio.com. or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Tabletop Audio. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in making this. If you would like to join our Patreon, please visit us at patreon.com/crackeddiepodcast.